Saturday openings return to the Institute of Jamaica, the first opening this Saturday, April 25. You're on the Arts Page. We tell you more after this message.
Collect your mail at your convenience. Yes. Simply rent a private letterbox from Jamaica Post and access your documents night or day, 24/7. It's secure and affordable. Private letterboxes are available for rental at residential and business complexes and post offices. Get yours today. Call 1-888-526-7678 for details.
The Institute of Jamaica IOJ East Street Complex in downtown Kingston will once again open to the public on Saturdays beginning April 25 from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday openings, which were first introduced on a six-month trial basis last year, is aimed at providing greater access to the Institute, as well as allowing more people to view the large collection of artifacts and art treasures. For the relaunch on Saturday, there will be a special event titled Paint It at the East Street Junior Center from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Director of the Program's Coordination Division, IOJ, Jacqueline Boucher, tells us more.
This is where we have invited artists to come in and showcase their work. So we are having for this Saturday the body designers, Ian and Robbie, and they are coming to do an exhibition, exhibit their work, and to make a presentation on their work. And at intervals, they will decide on how persons are painted. So they may choose individuals.
Mrs. Boucher says they will also have henna artist Mark Samuels on board this Saturday, and he will be doing henna work. Henna involves the use of a reddish-brown dye made from the powdered leaves of a tropical shrub to decorate the body or for temporary tattoos.
We're going to be doing chalk work with the children so they can come and do their own designs, get involved with design work. It's just going to be great fun, learning, and a space that the entire family can come and be a part of.
The IOJ plans on featuring special events for the last Saturday of each month. For the month of May, known as Founders Month, as that's when the Institute started, the focus will be on Thanksgiving. Also, for the last Saturday in May, the focus will be on the drums, and this will be used as part of their Thanksgiving.
On the last Saturday of June, the Jamaica Music Museum will take charge of the activity on that day. For the month of July, the Natural History Museum of Jamaica, they will be responsible for the activities on the last Saturday. And for the last Saturday in August, August being the month where Jamaica celebrates emancipation and independence, there will be some special activity around that as well.
That was Director of the Program's Coordination Division, IOJ, Jacqueline Boucher. And for the last Saturday in September, the IOJ plans on hosting a health fair. With September being back to school, the Institute hopes to invite medical professionals to provide dental and other checks for students. Mrs. Boucher says the IOJ doesn't only cater for and to the arts, but to the entire being, the art of living. Apart from the various activities, visitors will also have the opportunity to tour the following exhibitions: Rastafari at the Water Lane Gallery, Call and Response at Tower Street Gallery, and the Butterfly Exhibition at the Natural History Museum of Jamaica. So remember, Saturday openings return to the Institute of Jamaica this Saturday, April 25. And that's not all the good news. The tours of the exhibitions are free of cost on Saturdays. Be sure to check it out, and openings will be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Some dates to note for the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission JCDC National Speech Competition 2015. The national finals will take place from April 28 to 30 of next week. So that's next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at the Little Theatre, Tom Redcam Drive, Kingston, starting 10 a.m. each day. And that's where we leave you today. Join us again next week when we highlight another aspect of Jamaica's art and culture. I'm Casita Irving, wishing for you an awesomely wonderful weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.